Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the Mental Space with Dr. Adrian, where we delve into the intersections of mental health and holistic wellness. Today, we embark on a transformative journey exploring peace of mind, plant medicine, and its use in mental health and wellness. Join me as we navigate the healing power of nature's remedies for the mind and soul. Let's cultivate tranquility together. Plant-based medicine, also known as herbal medicine, involves using plants and plant extracts to promote health and treat various ailments. In the context of mental health and wellness, plant-based medicine encompasses the use of herbs, botanicals, and natural compounds to support emotional well-being, alleviate symptoms of mental health disorders, and enhance overall mental resilience. So, let me go on and give my disclaimer now. Before I allow my guests to introduce themselves, listen, open your minds tonight. I don't care what you heard. I don't care what you've been doing. I need you to understand that there is, and I say this all the time, that God gave us plants and berries and fruits and trees to help with everything that we got going on in our lives. Y'all, the pharmaceutical industry is a trillion-dollar industry. So if you think that doctors, and in particular pharmacists, and I won't even blame it on the doctors as much because, you know, they used to get kickbacks. I hear they don't get as many now. But if you think the pharmaceutical company is going to allow that $1 trillion to dry up for you to truly be healthy, you are fooling yourself. But God has provided a way for us to be healthy by living off of everything that he provided. So you got to open up your mind and know that there are alternatives out there. And that's what tonight's conversation is about. So these plant-derived remedies can be used in various forms. These plant-derived remedies can be used in various forms, including teas, capsules, essential oils, and topical applications. Some commonly used plant-based medicines for mental health and wellness include herbs. And listen, if you've been following me for some years, you know I was taking about 20 herbal supplements a day from the age of 45 until last year, in 2023, until I got pelleted, because I believe in herbs. And so some of these, y'all, I was taking some all of these, ashwagandha, rhodiola, holy basil, and they help with the body and mind and promote balance. Chamomile, lemon balm, passion flower have a calming and soothing effect on the nervous system, helping to reduce anxiety, promote relaxation, and improve sleep quality. St. John's wort. Now listen, some of y'all's grandmamas used to take that one. I know you heard her talking about it. This herb has been traditionally used to alleviate symptoms of depression and improve mood by increasing the levels of neurotransmitters like serotonin in the brain. Kava, derived from the root of the kava plant, is known for its sedative effects, often used to reduce anxiety and promote relaxation without causing drowsiness. The one that you all know well, CBD, cannabidiol, derived from the cannabis plant. CBD is a non-psychoactive and has been studied for its potential to reduce anxiety, depression, and stress, as well as improve sleep quality and overall mood regulation. And then, y'all, you got your psychedelic plants. And so these have the potential to deal with depression, PTSD, and addiction. And their use is highly regulated, but it's controversial. And so tonight's conversation will contain some of that controversy. Plant-based medicine is often used as a part of a holistic approach to mental health and wellness, complementing traditional therapies such as psychotherapy and medication. However, it's essential to consult a qualified healthcare professional before incorporating plant-based remedies in one's mental health regimen, as individual responses can vary and interactions with medications can occur. So that's my disclaimer. So let me tell y'all now, don't go out there in your yard and start trying to farm and grow your own stuff that you know absolutely nothing about. I've got some individuals in here with me tonight who are qualified to have this conversation because they study it, they research it. And so all I suggest is that you are open to it. I'm not telling you to do or to not do anything. If you feel like what you're doing is working for you, do what you feel like is working for you. If you don't feel like what you're doing is working for you, I'm here to tell you there is an alternative to what you're doing. So at this time, I would like to introduce my guests, and then they're going to tell you who they are. And so let me tell y'all how this show works. I get real nosy, so you get to tell as much as you tell. But if I don't feel like you've told enough, I'm going to ask some questions. So just so you know, introduce yourselves, but I want your introduction to tell a little bit about who you are, because who you are, who raised you, the things that you've experienced, molded and shaped this moment, and who you are being and becoming.
Absolutely.
So first up is my soror, Althea Thompson from Florida A&M University.
Okay, go Rattlers.
Rattlers in the house.
Go Rattlers.
And listen, let me tell you something. Y'all can say what you want to say about, oh, she sure have a lot of Rattlers on her show. Not enough. Not enough, because we're doing so many amazing things. And it's not just that I will have Rattlers on here. I'll have anybody on here. Rattlers are just great. Not to say that anybody else isn't, but I call on people that I know for the information that I want to make sure gets out here. So we've got Althea Thompson and we've got Juanita Davis. So Althea, tell the people who you are. Oh, we're going to break first. Oh. Well, we're going to go to break first. How about that? And when we come back, then they'll tell you who they are and what it is that they subscribe to and what they believe in. And you can do what it is that works for you. But just remember that my goal for all of my shows is always to provide hope and healing for somebody. So I know somebody out there that needs to hear what's going to be said tonight. It's The Mental Space with Dr. Adrian, and your mental health is your mental wealth. It's The Mental Space with Dr. Adrian, and Simone cracks me up. Simone,
I guess that song
is appropriate for tonight's conversation entitled Peace of Mind, Plant Medicine and Its Use in Mental Health and Wellness. And so before we went to break, my guests were about to introduce themselves and tell us who they are, where they from, who raised them, everything that's important that influenced this moment. And so first up, we've got Althea Lawton Thompson. She got me straight, y'all. I had to put that maiden name in there because we can't give it all to Maurice. So
you know,
there we
I want some people to remember Althea Lawton also.
That's right. So, that's
Althea
right.
Althea Lawton Thompson. But you know, Adrian, when you ask the question, who are you? It's so interesting because there's many facets, I think, that make up all of us. Yeah. And I love that you asked the question, who did you come from?
Absolutely.
So my mother and father are both HBCU graduates, both went to South Carolina State College at the time, South Carolina State University now, and my father became an ordained pastor, like his two grandfathers. His father was a deacon in the church, and so he had a very strong Christian upbringing. My mother, at the same time, grew up in the AME church and had a very solid Christian upbringing, but when those two decided to raise my brother and me, they were not that rigid. We went to church. We went to Bible study, but they weren't the scripture quoting, this is what you have to do. They just weren't those types of parents.
Yeah.
And we actually used church more as a way to have something for us to do, to socialize. Okay. And so with that foundation, I think that it really opened the door for me to be somebody who's very open to different religions, spiritual beliefs, and reading a lot of different texts from Hinduism, Buddhism, the Quran, the Zohar, which is one of the mythical book or mystical books for Judaism, as well as the Bible.
Right.
And I think that in itself is a good foundation for how I made my approach into wellness and into fitness. So my background was in personal training and group exercise, went into yoga from there, into meditation from there, and now I'm a holistic healing coach. So I work with people one-on-one, small groups, and we travel around the world doing wellness activities so that people can heal their entire person.
Absolutely.
Not just the physical, but the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual.
Yeah, yeah. They look, they are all connected. They are all connected. Is that all you want to mention?
That's
You're
all
also
I'm gonna
a
say
wife
for
and
now.
A mother.
I'm a wife of 28 years in May, the mother of two grown men, Maurice and Malik, married to a Maurice, daughter-in-law of a Maurice. So I love those Maurices and the Maliks, all the M.A. people. You know, those M.A. people. And also proud FAMU and my husband.
There you go. There you go. Like, that part is important. That part is real important. All right. Okay, Miss Juanita.
Hi, everybody. My name is Juanita Davis. And can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. let's see. I was born in Buffalo, New York. Very proud Buffalonian. I've been in Atlanta for about 20 years. I was raised by my grandparents, my paternal grandparents. Parents were having a bit of trouble back then in the 80s, and my grandparents were very loving and took me in, and I think that began my quest to understand human behavior and understand why people do the things that they do. Like, I just had a thirst to, you know, understand people, and so I went to school for psychology as an undergraduate, and then I got my master's degree in social work. And sort of like Althea, we weren't really heavy in the church. We went Methodist at times. And I think during that time, just trying to understand human behavior and understand my parents, I would say that my relationship with my higher power began, right? Just developing that relationship. And I guess the rest is history. Nothing happens on accident, right? And so I kind of stumbled into herbalism and working with plants, and then stumbled into psychedelic work as well. I am a mother of three boys, 21, 17, and 14.
Okay.
And that's about it for now.
So your nest is not empty.
My nest is not empty, no. Almost.
Now, I didn't hear you mention a husband.
You know what?
You need to miss.
Please don't leave John out. That's my friend.
I need you to mention their husband.
My husband.
Your husband.
Yes, my husband. We've been together for almost 9 years. We've been married for about almost 2 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So my background is very different from you all's. And so I was raised Catholic. I was a cradle Catholic, meaning I was born into it. And so when I ask those questions about, you know, who you are, who raised you, where you came from, it's because when we were born, we were all a blank slate. Mm-hmm. We had no thoughts at all. Everyone we got came from somebody. And so some of those thoughts served us well. And what I can say about the Catholic Church is that it gave me a foundation that in my adulthood, when I had to seek my own relationship with God, I was able to find it because of habits. Mm-hmm. Going to Mass on a regular basis, going to Catholic school meant going to Mass. On the weekends, you going to Mass on Saturdays or Sundays. And so I had this foundation of a habit, but we didn't have a Bible inside of the Catholic Church when I was growing up. And everybody had and still has a hymnal that every Catholic church all over the world is reading the same thing at the same time. And that's what it is.
Now, let me tell you what's interesting. I've been baptized, christened, and confirmed in the Episcopalian Church. Mm. And you know the Episcopalian service is very similar.
Yeah.
To the Catholic Mass.
Yeah.
And just like you said, you say the same thing.
Yeah.
Every Sunday. There's really not too much change.
No, but when I became an adult and started adulting and life started lifing,
mm-hmm.
what I realized is that what I had been taught and told in terms of Catholicism was not translating into what I needed in real life. I didn't have those things. And so that led me on a quest to kind of pull away from the Catholic Church. And I remember my father, who is the first person in our family that converted to Catholicism. It was my father at 5 years old, because my grandparents' house was across the street from the Catholic school and church. And my grandmother was the cafeteria lady. She was the crossing guard. She was the Girl Scout lady. And so that's where they went to school. Well, my father started cleaning the church at 5 years old as a kindergartner, and as a result decided he wanted to become Catholic. He's the youngest sibling, and so his brothers followed him, his mother followed him, his aunt followed him into Catholicism. And so I remember when I made the decision, as I started to have children, I just wasn't sure that Catholicism, which I had been born into, that I always questioned some things. I remember asking my father at 8 years old, as we walked into Mass, why do I have to confess my sins to another man? Why can't I talk directly to God? And he popped me in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I still to this day don't have an answer. I just knew not to ask that question again. And so as a result of that, I think I started this quest to separate from what I didn't understand on a journey to find out what I needed for me. Mm-hmm. And so as an adult, what I can say is I have the best relationship today, and I know God for myself,
which is the key,
intimately. And it's a direct result of having to seek him as an adult when I was going through some stuff that just reciting what I had learned in the Catholic
wasn't
Church
working.
Wasn't going to pull me through.
It wasn't going to pull me through.
Mm-mm. And so I'm glad that we kind of know who's in the room. Now, what we do have in common, just in case y'all didn't know, is that we are all ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha,
Alpha
Sorority
Incorporated.
Yes, and so I just had to mention that just in case you were wondering why we sound so strong, because we are so strong.
Okay.
But this conversation tonight, y'all, is about you expanding your mind and your thought process in terms of how can you heal your mind and body differently. So when we come back, we're going to jump right into this conversation. It's the Mental Space with Dr. Adrian, and I've got my sorors, Juanita and Althea, in here with me tonight. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
beyond. Hey, hey, I'm beyond all that.
Mama, would you like to be my sunshine? We touch my game, we gon' turn this to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a new rocket flea. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent a check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might rent out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, then I'm really never home. All these new clones tryna copy what I'm on.
The slips and a camisole. It's the Mental Space with Dr. Adrian. And tonight's conversation, I can't hear myself, Simone. What's happening? What's happening? I can't hear nothing. Hello? There we go. There we go. There we go. All right. It's the Mental Space with Dr. Adrian. And tonight's conversation is about healing, expanding your mind, and opening it to some alternatives to what you normally do. So let me ask you all a question. How is it? So I heard your explanation in terms of why not an organized religion. That's the piece I heard. Mm-hmm. What I didn't hear is I want to hear more of the piece about why plant-derived medicines mm-hmm. and practices.
You know, I'm going to start this one, Juanita, if you don't mind. My husband, Maurice, was very addicted to going to the doctor. Mm-hmm. He was very attached to many different medications.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people.
Like a lot of people. Mm-hmm. If the doctor said, you have this, it wouldn't matter what he thought in his own mind. Yeah. If the doctor said it, that's what he has. Right. And if the doctor says, take these pills this often, he was going to do it.
Yes.
And for many years, we had a cabinet, two levels, and this cabinet was full of prescription medication for different things. There came a point when my husband had used up all of the insurance coverage for emergency visits because he kept thinking, I'm sick. I have this. I have that. I'm dying, whatever. And we had used it all up. There was nothing left for the remaining 6 months. And I said to him, do you see me taking prescription medications? Mm-hmm. No. Do you see me healthy and well? Yes. What do you think I'm doing that's different than what you're doing?
Right.
He said, well, you do exercise a lot. That's one. He said, you are eating rather healthy. I said, okay, that's two. That's two. Those are two things. I'm managing my stress and I'm physically staying active.
Yeah.
But when I get a headache, I don't need to rush to the doctor for them to tell me you're getting a headache and where it comes from. I'm listening to me. Mm-hmm. I'm paying attention to maybe I ate too much salt. Mm-hmm. I'm paying attention to maybe I was at some place with loud music playing for 3 or 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm paying attention to that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm deciding what do I need to do for my body. So I began researching different herbal remedies.
Yes.
I began seeing a doctor who was a combination holistic doctor mm-hmm. as well as a medical doctor.
Yes.
And when I met with that doctor, I told her, I am not a fan of prescription medications. Mm-hmm. Start with whatever the natural remedy is. Let me try that first. If they don't work, then I will consider prescription medication.
Right.
So it's not that I'm anti-prescription medication. It's that I'm pro. I know my body mm-hmm. and give me a chance to try to do something naturally. And after a few years, my husband recognized that things were only getting worse. And he began exercising, not only by himself, but with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it became actually a relationship booster.
Yeah,
not absolutely. Just for his mood, not just for his physical health, but our relationship was mm-hmm. able to benefit. So when we're talking about mental health, we have to talk about the relationship we have with the people in the home that we live with.
Yeah, because you tend to eat like the people that
you are around.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There you go.
Which is why so many African Americans, especially in the South, have diabetes. You know, when you think about how you ate, and so growing up in Tuskegee, Alabama, you know, I tell people all the time, my people cook. But it was nothing to have fried chicken and pancakes and biscuits at night for dinner. And so when you think about that, I remember when my girl G baby, she would love some bread, and she still loves some bread. And it's, Lolly, can I have another roll? Lolly, can I? And I recognized it early on. I said, this baby loves bread too much. That's dangerous, because that's what we already have. You say what?
I said, I'm the baby.
I know, Juanita, because it's so good. Listen, you know, so much of the stuff that tastes so good, it's just not the best for us. Mm-hmm. But I recognized, I said, we got too much diabetes going on in our family. And so we got to limit that. She has to learn how to do this in moderation, because she's a little girl talking about how she love a biscuit and love a roll and love.
Now, here's what's interesting about that. You asked in the beginning, how were we raised?
Yeah.
Both of my parents were competitive distance runners.
Wow.
Both of my parents took vitamins every day. Both of my parents fresh squeezed their juice.
Yeah.
Both of my parents jogged in the morning and at night.
So you saw these.
That's
habits.
All that I knew. I don't. When people ask me, why do you only drink water? It never occurred to me to drink anything different. I wasn't raised on anything different.
Your skin is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But all I know is fresh squeezed juice. I don't know buying juice in a bottle from the store, because that's not what we did. And from the age of my being 6 or 7 years old, mm-hmm. we've always traveled to road races.
Yeah.
When people talk about the Peachtree Road Race, my father has the T-shirt from 1978.
Yeah.
We're talking about how things happen in Black families, but not all Black families are the same.
Absolutely.
They're not all the same.
Not any and families are
exactly.
the same.
Exactly. Yeah. And so marrying a man from the Midwest who's straight meat and potatoes, and I do mean literally meat and potatoes.
Meat and potato, no vegetables.
None.
Where your greens? Where your greens, boy? Yeah.
I'm looking for green beans and what's happening?
Right. Yeah.
So it, like that whole merging of personalities and families and backgrounds and figuring out how it's going to be.
And how is it going to impact how we raise our children?
There you go.
Yeah.
Because I have one child who's a meatitarian, and I have one child who doesn't like meat that much.
Yeah. Juanita, what were you about to say? You were about to jump on in here with us.
So I was going to say that my journey happened after a pretty painful breakup.
Mm.
So I we had a pretty painful breakup. And I started to have physical symptoms. So I went to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, I'm having some
chest pain,
heart fluttering.
Yeah,
You know, I'm grinding my teeth and I'm anxious. And he was a traditional doctor. And he was like, okay, let's do a stress test. So I had to wear the heart monitor for a couple days. And then I went back and he's like, oh, yeah, you got an extra heartbeat. We're just going to put you on some beta blockers. And you know, and I knew enough to know that I don't think that's how that's supposed to go.
Yeah.
So I knew that it has something to do with my lifestyle and my stress. And so I decided, no, I'm not gonna take the beta blockers, I'm going to figure it out. He never asked me, you know, do you exercise? What are you eating?
What is
your stress level? And I think I went to the doctor. I knew that I was under a lot of stress. And I think at the time, this was, I don't know, 14, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I wanted the validation. I wanted someone to say, girl, you're doing a lot. You got three kids, you know.
When the only true validation needs to come from the person look at in the mirror and wake up and go to bed with it.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
And so when he said, you know, I'm put you on some beta blockers, and, you know, I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. And so I started to take a good look at what I was doing and what was I putting in my body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wake up drinking, you know, Cafe Bustelo, the espresso coffee with tons of sugar and cream. And, you know, I'm living off of that. And then I might have a donut or, you know what I mean? Just doing stuff, drinking wine at night. I just was not taking care of myself. And so that prevented me from being able to manage the stress that I was under.
That's
just
right.
From life. And so I completely just revamped all of that, you know, what I was eating, and I started to really get more into, okay, what things can I do for myself? I got really heavy into yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I became a yoga teacher. And that, it was just life-changing.
Yeah,
from absolutely. There, it was just, you know, everything changed for me.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to share my story and how I got introduced to herbs and why I don't subscribe to prescription medication either. But if it's for you, it's for you. Just remember what I said. It's a $1 trillion industry. And so the people who hold economic power in these United States of America are not going to let the masses get well enough to come off of all prescription medication. So I need y'all to understand that. Is it a conspiracy? I don't know. You tell me. It's the Mental Space with Dr. Adrian, and I've got my sorors, Juanita and Althea, sitting in with me. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. That we can do. But anyway, so that I don't have that carrot cake bread pudding but once a year, because when I tell y'all, it is all that in a bag of chips. So I wanted to talk about how I got introduced to herbs and herbal regimen. So I was 45, and so that was almost 12 years ago. Couple of things happened at 45. I started drinking coffee. Had never been a coffee drinker. I said, how do you get to 45 and then decide you're going to drink some coffee? Well, I did. And I decided I really liked the taste of it. I really liked the taste of it. So I became a coffee drinker. And with creams, of course, mm-hmm. But not real sugar. Instead mm-hmm. of real sugar, I did sugar alternatives because it just felt better. It just so Diet Coke and sugar alternatives were my friend. And a lot went on that particular year. Like, a lot went on, like unlawful foreclosure that resulted in my family being homeless. Boy graduating from Morehouse. Two kids that were traveling 3 hours a day on the bus to get to middle school and high school. Like, there was so much going on. And I bought an office building. And so as the year kind of went into the fall, I noticed that right after I had bought that office building, I could be sitting there crying, the hummingbirds flying, because, y'all, that's my favorite bird. Mm-hmm. I got them tattooed everywhere. And the hummingbird would be out there just, you know, eating his nectar, and I would be boo-hoo crying. Oh, my God, the hummingbird. Oh, Lord, they're so beautiful. You know, and I was like, okay. To the point where I had to start carrying my makeup, because every day my makeup was gone about something, mm-hmm. whether I was happy or sad, mm-hmm. right? That was also the year, in addition to coffee, I discovered red wine. And so I started drinking red wine every night because it was nice and I liked the taste of it. So I realized that I was gaining weight, right? So then I was combing my hair and my hair was coming out. And so I said, ooh, because I colored it myself. I said, I done mixed that color up wrong. Mm. Then I was waking up every night between 3 and 4 o'clock, wide awake, just wide awake. And I was like, okay, God must want me to be writing something. I pull out my journal, and then there I was just writing whole books and stuff, missing the signs of everything that was happening. So I gained weight, my hair shed, oh, my vision. That's when the reading glasses came, you know, all these things, crying, the mood swings, like everything was going on. But it was not until that following February, when I was going to turn 46, I was in the bed for 3 days. No, I was turning 45. That's when it was. I was turning 45. I was in bed for 3 days. I couldn't move. And I called all my children in there. I said, this is it. I thank God about to take me on home. They were like, what? I said, I can't move. Like, to go to the bathroom, I was exhausted for 3 days. That's just not me. And so I started Googling exhaustion in women over 45.
Mm.
And it took me to this website that's no longer in operation, but it was called 34symptomsofmenopause.com.
I was going to say perimenopause. Uh-huh.
And so that's when I started doing my research about perimenopause. And so I looked at those 34 symptoms, y'all. I had 29 of them. I said, well, God, dog, here it is. And so for every symptom that I had, it gave you an herb that you could take. And so I went out and I got all these herbs. And within 24 hours, I started to feel like myself again. But I had made an appointment with a black OBGYN here. And so by the time I got in her office 3 days later, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like me again. And so she said to me, well, I need you to stop taking them so I can test your levels. I said,
oh,
with
no.
all due respect, ma'am, let me just tell
no,
you,
ma'am.
The way I was feeling, I've already resolved this issue. I said, I'm not coming off of them. And so I really started this journey to understand more about herbs. And so I kept telling people, I kept talking about it. And then I would get sorors and friends saying, on Facebook, I got insomnia. I have this. And I kept saying, you're perimenopausal. You need to go and have a conversation with somebody. Well, last year, I hit rock bottom. And I tell people, 2023 was hard for me. And so I was not suicidal, but I was certainly in a place where I can honestly admit the anxiety and the depression had consumed me. And I was at a place where I was like, you know what? Maybe I've done all I'm supposed to do on this earth. And so, God, if the night is the night, I can go to sleep. I can close my eyes. And ain't nobody going to miss me. I'll be all right. He kept waking me up every morning. I said, okay, that means I'm still supposed to be here doing something. And so I was having a conversation one day with my best friend, and I realized I had missed taking my herbs, them 20 pills, for about 8 weeks. I had nothing in my system. My vitamin D3 was gone. My estrogen, progesterone, everything was totally depleted. And one of my girlfriends said, you don't want to get that pellet yet? You don't want to think about that bioidentical hormone replacement therapy pellet? And I said, absolutely. I said, because at this point, I can't function. And so I went to a doctor who practices holistically, mm-hmm. who looks at you individually. And I studied what it meant to get pelleted. And I said, I'm willing to try it. And within 20 minutes of getting that pellet, which was matched to my body and what was going on in my body inside of me, I felt like a brand new person.
Yeah.
And so I tell people, y'all, there are herbs out here to treat every single thing that we experience and that we got going on. So you either have to expand your mind and say, you know what? Let me see what else there is. Or you're going to stay on all this prescription medication because guess what? It's designed to keep you on it. It's not designed to get you off of it.
And I think the key here is you said individual to me and
Absolutely.
What I had going
Absolutely.
On yeah. the inside.
Yeah.
And that's what was able to get you back to stasis.
Most of the time, people don't realize when you go into a doctor's office with symptoms, they are treating you just like they treat everybody else with them symptoms. And so you have to have people who see you for you.
And you have to advocate for yourself.
Absolutely.
To say what needs to be said, to ask the questions and
yeah.
demand quality time.
And I always like to remind people, I'm from Tuskegee, Alabama. So if you don't know anything about the Tuskegee syphilis experiment that was headed up by the United States government, y'all, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. What I am is I'm a realist. And so what I talk about is factually what has happened and the impact that it has had. And so we have had our government before doing things and putting things inside of our bodies.
On purpose.
So that they
Testing.
Can study us.
And so
you have to know that if you got a $1 trillion industry, ain't nobody trying to do away with it. And so when you talk about access to health care and limited access to health care, where is that predominantly the issue? It's in black communities. But where can you find Church's Chicken, Popeyes, Kentucky Fried Chicken all on the
community.
Same row?
And the liquor store.
And the liquor store.
Yeah, don't forget
In between.
That.
In between. Mm-hmm. Y'all, so what we're talking about is how to get a healthier version of you. So when we come back, we about to jump all the way into this conversation that my Sarah out there has been waiting to have about plant-based medicine to deal with your mental health and your physical wellness. So sit tight. We'll be right back. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. molded and shaped who we are. I think we're all more spiritual than religious, certainly. And openness comes along with spirituality because you shift your mind. Your mindset is different and you're not as rigid and structured in your beliefs. And, you know, you're willing to think about things differently. And so tonight's conversation is just about that. So I am going to hand it over and see what it is that Althea has to say about plant medicine and its use in mental health and wellness. And I did provide a little bit of information. So if you missed the show, you can go back and listen to the rewind tomorrow by downloading the Odyssey app. And so plant-based medicine is used as a part of a holistic approach to mental health and wellness. And so it can be utilized, y'all, in conjunction with psychotherapy and even some other prescription medication for people that need it. But now, Althea and Juanita are going to shift the conversation to plant-based medication and in specifically the psychedelic plants, because that's what I want to hear about.
Yeah.
The mushrooms.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when we talk about psychedelic plants, especially in the Black community, I think there's a lot of pushback.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people that don't even want to have the conversation.
Yeah.
And I think for us and our community, because there was a very targeted attack mm-hmm. on Black communities across the United States, mm-hmm. to me, it makes total sense yeah. that people are afraid of it. They don't want to have conversations about it. And it has historically broken up families.
Yeah.
So I start this conversation giving witness and recognizing that that is the history here in the United States that we as people of color come from.
Mm-hmm.
But if people are paying attention, there is a shift happening in the medical industry. It's happening with major hospitals like Johns Hopkins Hospital. It's happening with scientists. It's happening in the therapy field
mm-hmm.
where there is now psychedelic assisted therapy
mm-hmm.
that is truly helping people with PTSD. When we talk about veterans and people in the military who mm-hmm. are returning home from very tragic experiences in wars
right.
and in the military, we're seeing a lot of help for people who have sexual molestation
mm-hmm.
as a part of their life trauma.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of support for people who have dependency on drugs, on
yeah.
alcohol, even on food,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. breaking some of that physical dependency, physical, mental, and emotional dependency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so with this type of outcome, it makes sense that we start having the conversation in the Black community, because if we don't, once again, we'll be left behind. And I think the state of Oregon and the state of Colorado are really leading the way here in the United States with finding ways to legalize plants that have psychoactive, psychedelic, and hallucinogenic properties that have been shown to have efficacious, effective outcomes
mm-hmm.
for curing a lot of problems that, you can attest to this, Juanita, also have taken years for people
Absolutely.
To get through therapy.
Treatment-resistant depression is a big one.
Yeah.
That is currently being studied for ketamine is one of the psychedelics.
Mm-hmm.
MDMA is another one. Psilocybin is another one that that they're studying for those types of disorders and issues.
And when we say these things, I want to make sure that we're explaining what they are, because not everybody knows. So when you say psilocybin, we're talking about the chemical compound from magic mushroom
mm-hmm.
that gives you a hallucinogenic psychoactive response, psilocybin. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about DMT, that's the psychoactive compound that's found in things like ayahuasca for
mm-hmm.
people that are doing research in that area, LSD, acid, and where a lot of these things have been like, ooh, don't do it. Now we find that clinically, there are doctors, there are therapists that are using a lot of these, especially like ketamine. Ketamine, mm-hmm. I find,
ketamine
is one.
Ketamine is the only one that is legal here in
right.
Georgia.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So talk a little bit more about ketamine and how it's being used. And let's also start by saying there's a lot of news about people who are abusing ketamine, using it the wrong way, mm-hmm. becoming addicted to it. There's even been some deaths associated mm-hmm. with it. So I want us to be honest in saying, hey, we know these things are happening, but here's how it's being used clinically and efficaciously.
Yeah, and I think with just like with anything, right? Anything can be abused.
Absolutely.
Food can be abused.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, of course you're going to have some people who are abusing these substances. But ketamine was first synthesized in the 60s, and it was used and still is used in like emergency rooms. So if you ever broken a bone, you may have had ketamine in the hospital mm-hmm. to help reset it. So it is a what's called a dissociative. And but what we're finding now is that you can use it therapeutically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of studies for its use for alcohol use disorder, for depression, mm-hmm. and for PTSD.
Yeah.
And how are therapists like you using it therapeutically or clinically, especially here in the state of Georgia?
Right. So clinically, there are different, it really depends on the clinician and the doctor.
Right.
Right. So you do have to have a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And there are four ways where that people can use it. Or you can use it intramuscular, so IM. There's IV. There's also sublingual, mm-hmm. so you put it underneath
your
tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they're developing a nasal spray.
Mm-hmm.
So the hope is that clinicians will be able to, and some are right now too, using it in their offices, but also at home, right? So your client can be in their home and the clinician can be in their home and, you know, they can take it, the nasal spray,
mm-hmm.
or they can do the troch or sublingual. So it just really depends on the clinician that you're working with.
All righty. So I wanted to bring into the conversation some comparisons to synthetic prescription medication for treating mental health conditions and the benefits of the plant-based medicine. So number one, natural ingredients. Plant-based medicines are derived from natural sources such as herbs, roots, and flowers, which may appeal to individuals seeking more holistic and nature-based approaches to health. Some people prefer natural remedies due to concerns about synthetic chemicals and potential side effects associated with pharmaceutical drugs. If you have ever listened to a commercial,
they give you every side effect.
Listen, they start with them side effects.
The side effects are worse than what the problem was.
Worse than the, yeah.
Listen, yeah. When they start talking about, I can't think of the one for sleeping that, you know, became the buzz. And I said, listen.
When they said anal leakage, I said, it's not for me.
Listen.
It's not for me.
Listen.
It's not for anyone I know.
I'm going to just stay away.
I don't want it.
Listen, and then they start rolling the commercial so fast. I'm like, I said, oh yeah, no.
And then they show someone skipping in the bushes.
Yeah,
like it's good to have anal leakage
listen,
for a sleep aid.
Listen, but you know, but traditionally though, for Black people in our communities, we run to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
and just like you said, because
it's trust.
That reminds me of my father, you know, who has diabetes, he has hypertension, he has all this stuff, and so when I see him line up his pill bottle, and I said, I know some of this is duplicate stuff, and so eventually, then you start to have an adverse effect because
that's right.
You're having an interaction between
things are contraindicated. One shouldn't be used with the other, and not all the doctors are communicating with each other.
But some of the doctors don't know. That's why you got to have a good relationship with a pharmacist. If you decide you're gonna be on all this medication, your relationship needs to be with your pharmacist
Absolutely.
Because their training
Absolutely.
Is different, and that's what people don't realize. So, anyway, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about some more of the comparisons between synthetic prescription medication and plant-based medications. We are having a discussion tonight that hopefully opens your mind to other options to keep your body and your mind healthy and well. It's the Mental Space with Dr. Adrienne, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And when we come back, we've got a caller on the line. It's the Mental Space with Dr. Adrienne, and I've got Althea Lawton Thompson and Juanita Davis in here having this conversation with me about plant-based medicine use. And so before we return to this conversation, we've got two callers on the line. First, we've got Todd from Cleveland. Todd, are you there?
I am. I may have two questions that I want to change. I wanted Althea to get a little bit more into what she was saying. And if there's space after she does that, I may change my question. So I'd rather wait.
Okay. Thank
you,
Todd.
All right, Todd. We've got Mr. Joe from Jonesboro. Mr. Joe?
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Joe.
Yeah, I heard you were talking about medicines, right? Mostly medications, most being used in today.
What we were talking about is plant-based medicines versus prescription medications is what I was talking about before we went to break.
Great. Yes. All these things are for money. Mostly most medications made by a corporation and sold are done for profit, which means they have a tendency to thin it out or make more or less of it strictly to make money. A lot of the medications you hear advertised on TV for AIDS and arthritis and a whole lot of other conditions, all of them seem to have to carry a disclaimer that says you can get killed or you can get a lot of different side effects.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that those medicines should be even sold if it starts out with this medicine can kill you.
Well, Mr. Joe, Listen, I guess they have to tell you that just in case that happens. They don't want you coming after their pharmaceutical company.
But, you know, Mr. Joe, you bring up a really good point, because what we find with synthetic drugs is that a lot of them mimic the natural compounds that are found in plants.
Yeah.
And they're purposely doing that so that they can trademark and patent the combinations that they make up in the medication.
Right.
And you're probably right. They don't want it to be as strong as the plant and what it could do, so that you would have to use more of it and continue to come back
and
to it to keep the industry going.
Absolutely.
So I think you're on point with that one.
Well, way back in the 50s, there was a treatment there was two treatments that cured nearly every viral disease that you could come across.
Mm-hmm.
One was ultraviolet infusion. Mm-hmm. That means when you can just pour ultraviolet light into the bloodstream, mm-hmm. which would then sterilize any germs that were in the body. It was so effective. It was called the forgotten cure. Mm. I looked it up on Google, and it's still available. But they don't tell you that because the medical community wants to sell you a product rather than cure you of a disease. They're right. using the disease as a marketing tool.
Absolutely.
But also, Henry Pasteur, the guy who invented the cure for rabies, mm-hmm. developed a technique whereby you can take any germ disease and force it to produce its own antibodies mm-hmm. and make its own cure. Mm-hmm. And the same process that you use to cure rabies can be used to cure cancer, mm-hmm. AIDS, and just about everything else.
Yeah.
But people won't accept it because they can't make no money off it once you get cured.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, the other interesting thing, and I said this in the introduction, I started traveling a lot internationally because of the restrictions that we have here in the United States. And I'm not built for jail, so I'm not doing the things that are illegal here. So Juanita and I have spent time in Peru about 4 years ago. I learned Spanish because I received a download, and the spiritual download indicated that I needed to learn Spanish so that I could speak directly with shamans and medicine people from different Central and South American countries to understand how they're using different psychedelic and non-psychedelic plant medicines in their communities for healing, because they don't have hospitals, they don't have medical centers, they don't have doctors, and so they're using the plants that grow out of the earth to help them with everything. Jamaica, magic mushrooms have no legality in Jamaica, where they're illegal here. We have the concept of legal or illegal. In Jamaica, they're mushrooms that grow out of the earth. That would be like us saying we're legalizing dandelions. Mm-hmm. Well, they just grow as weeds in your yard.
Right.
We don't have legalization for it. So I think spending time with indigenous groups of people that have been using these plants from Africa to Asia to South Central America, Mexico, it can be very eye-opening, and it's basically what the scientists and the doctors and the billionaires of the United States have done. That's mm-hmm. how they figure out what works in the first place mm-hmm. and then create the synthetic version of it.
Right. So I was talking about plant-based medicine versus synthetic prescription medication and what some of the benefits of plant-based medicine offers. So another benefit is fewer side effects. While all treatments carry some risk of side effects, plant-based medicines may be associated with fewer adverse effects compared to synthetic medication. However, it's essential to note that natural does not always mean safer, and some herbal remedies can still cause side effects or interact with other medications. Holistic approach. Plant-based medicines often address not only specific symptoms, but the overall well-being of an individual. So many herbal remedies will target multiple aspects of health, such as promoting relaxation, reducing stress, improving sleep quality, and supporting emotional balance, aligning with a holistic approach to mental health and wellness. Personalized treatment. We've talked about this. Herbal medicine offers a wide variety of options, allowing for more personalized treatment plans tailored to individual needs and preferences. Different herbs may work better for different people or specific symptoms, providing flexibility in treatment options. Cultural and spiritual significance. Many plant-based medicines have deep cultural and spiritual significance in various traditions and indigenous practices worldwide, which is what Althea just said. For some individuals, incorporating these remedies into their healing journey can have profound emotional and spiritual benefits beyond their physiological effects. So, it's crucial to approach plant-based medicine with caution and under the guidance of qualified healthcare professionals. Y'all, That means just because somebody walks up to you on the street and says, I've got some mushrooms, does not mean you need to go to the trunk of their car and try it out. Because understand that some of these herbs are very powerful. And so, you know, like, I don't believe that meditation is for everybody. Because when you have unresolved issues in your life and you get that quiet and still, guess what happens with your unresolved issues? They come to the forefront. And so if you're not in a process that helps you work through some of those things, then you could be doing more damage than good. And so I think the same thing applies to some of these herbal plant-based options. You got to have somebody that is knowledgeable about this to help you on that journey should you decide to go down that route. The same thing you should be doing with prescription medication. But instead, you just let the doctor tell you what to take and you go take it and then you're still not feeling any better. Well, y'all, you got to proceed with caution. But these are some things that have had proven success with a lot of people. So, your choice is your choice, but these are options. It's the Mental Space with Dr. Adrian. When we come back, I think we've got a caller on the line who might be ready for his question. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK. My goodness. It's the Mental Space with Dr. Adrian. Listen, we're here talking about pig guts. I asked them, do you eat chitlins? Do you eat this? Do you eat that? Althea talking about, I should not be eating an animal's intestines. Well, you know what, ma'am? Some of us like that every night. But here's the thing.
I should not.
But so I do. So it's going to all be in moderation, except for when it comes to tequila and champagne. Now, those two things, probably not so much so, because I got to the point where I said, I like my calories in the liquid form. I just do. I do. And, you know, but as we get older, you got to know that you just can't do the same stuff you used to
can't do.
Cannot.
Like you used to. No.
And your body will tell you if your mind did not.
But here's the thing. When I see these generations coming behind us and how much obesity exists, and I'm like, do these babies.
They don't know.
Know what they look like. First of all, just because it's in a 5, 6, 7, 8X does not mean it's okay to just go and get it. They keep making the clothes bigger because then that means you don't have to have discipline to do something different with your body. And that has long-term implications for your health. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the part that people are missing out on. Like, just because you feel okay today at 20 or 25, you got to be thinking 25 years down the road and what you are going to be feeling like. Like when your grandmama used to say, don't go outside walking around barefoot. You're going to get worms. And you go, see, you don't know nothing about this kind of stuff, Juanita. You ain't from the South.
I was about to say.
You ain't from the South, Juanita. You don't know nothing about this. But listen, when your grandmama say, you better stop cracking your knuckles because
your knuckles gonna get big, right?
Listen. Sometimes they would say some stuff that didn't quite make sense, but
I think they knew a little something.
But it had an impact. It did have a negative impact. So if it was your knuckles get big or you develop arthritis, it still had a negative impact. So, You know, there is something to what we put in our bodies. And I say this often on this show, that in the Black community, we have to do a better job of having a voice to advocate for these food deserts that exist around us. And, you know, all these things that promote us being unhealthy. Mm-hmm. When I left the radio show last night, I was hungry. And even though I did not need to be eating that time of night, I fast on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I got to get something because I won't be eating until 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I got to get something. And so I pull into Zaxby's on Old Nasty. If y'all know anything about Atlanta, you know Old Nasty is Old Net Road. And the gentleman, the fella said that they close at 10. I'm in line right before 9, okay? He said, we stopped making salads. I said, what?
Oh.
I said, sir, do you understand?
Because there's no demand for it after that hour.
No, they don't want to cut the stuff up and have to wash it and deal with it. But I said, do you understand that Old National is a food desert? The only grocery store is Walmart. And I'm not knocking Walmart. What I'm saying is that we have to advocate for healthier and better. And we don't know to do that. And so even the, and I just found this out last week. I pull into Captain D's, same thing. I was like, okay, I can get a piece of tilapia. I know. But some broccoli and some green beans because it's late. She said, oh, we don't sell the baked fish over here. I said, what? Are you kidding me? She said, girl, we don't sell nothing over here but fried shrimp and all the fried stuff. That's all they give us. And I said, that is unbelievable. Somebody needs to complain about that because that is concentrated by Black and brown people. Mm-hmm. And so you can find everything unhealthy. You can find two or three liquor stores. You can find Waffle House. And then we got JJ's Chicken and Fish next to churches. Next to Bojangles, across from Popeyes, and then Kentucky right here. And I'm like, y'all, this is crazy.
It's killing us.
It's killing us. Well, let's talk about what y'all got coming up.
I'm so glad you asked about that.
Because Althea is all over the world, and one of these days, I'm going to slow
Please
down.
Come, Dr. Adrian.
You just
have no idea what we're doing on these retreats. It's more than what we can even show because so much of it, we're protecting the intimacy of the event. So there's no pictures and videos of it. But we will be in Jamaica for 2 weeks. We'll be there for a healing retreat and then a healer's training where we're teaching facilitators how to do hands-on healing and plant medicine facilitation. Then we will be in Colombia, Medellin, for a Spanish immersion trip, first week of June. Then we'll be in Peru, and I'll be there with Juanita for our annual ayahuasca retreat, which is plant medicine healing with shamans from South America. So a really beautiful experience, and Juanita went through that last year.
Explain to people who might be interested what that means, because I think that sometimes people think that if you are curious, that means that somebody is going to introduce you to something you're not ready
for. Right.
And so, y'all, that's not what healing and growth and in this space is about. It's about you being comfortable to your level of comfortability on your journey to being and becoming who it is that you are. So nobody's going to force you into anything.
Yeah, it's a great question what actually happens on that. So ayahuasca is a vine that grows in South America along the Amazon basin. So wherever the Amazon River is, it's very long. It crosses the entire from east coast to west coast of South America. That vine grows on trees, and they take the vine, they shred it up, and they mix it with other healing plants that grow in the Amazon basin, and they create a tea, a brew. And it tastes like molasses a little bit when you drink it, like a very thick, heavy, dark tea. And when you drink just an ounce of that tea, it takes you on a psychedelic, psychoactive, hallucinogenic journey.
Explain what that looks like.
What that looks like. It usually happens at night. You're usually in a room with a mattress and a blanket and a pillow and sheets, and there's a shaman singing music, and there's facilitators there to make sure that you're comfortable and you're hearing the noise of the Peruvian jungle. You can hear owls and crickets and locusts and the river outside. It's a very beautiful experience. And throughout the night, you might see visions of your great-grandmother that you used to know or maybe you didn't know. But there's a face of a woman and she's talking to you. And it will show you things from your childhood that you had forgotten that is a part of what you're going through now in your life. And you get downloads that kind of tell you, this is what you should be doing, not this thing. You might see images of butterflies and bees and colors, really bright colors and paisley patterns kind of folding inside of each other. That's what we mean by hallucinogenic. Mm-hmm. You see images mm-hmm. of things. But ayahuasca in particular is a vine that follows the matrilineal line. So most people, if you watch any YouTube video, talk to anyone about their ayahuasca journey, they will say, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, some lady showed up to me and was talking to me. And that's why in the industry, most people refer to ayahuasca as grandmother. Mm-hmm. That's the name that she has. And in Spanish, they call her abuela, mm-hmm. mi abuela.
All righty.
I would say that ayahuasca really, it helps you heal what you don't know you need to heal.
Absolutely.
That makes sense, right? Like, it gets down to the root of whatever is going on with you.
And it brings it to the forefront. Like, the this surface. Is what you need to deal with.
But I think that, you know, and I was sharing with Juanita, I was one of the first black females licensed as a psychotherapist in the state of Georgia. And so when it comes to some of this, I still think I have a responsibility to caution people because everybody's not ready.
So I'm glad you said that.
Everybody's not
ready. We can't even take everyone. There's an interview process before somebody can even be invited to this retreat.
Yeah.
Just because somebody wants to come does not mean you get to come, at least not to my retreat.
Yeah.
Anyone who is on certain medications, they cannot participate in yeah. ayahuasca. They should not. It's a contraindication, which means dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chemotherapy, radiation, dialysis, not a good candidate mm-hmm. for ayahuasca. Mm-hmm. Any kind of prescribed psych medications, absolutely contraindicated, dangerous, yeah. not a good yeah. candidate. Anybody dealing with schizophrenia, psychoaffective disorder,
bipolar disorder,
yes. manic depressant, yes. those are not good candidates
right.
for this journey.
Right.
So we're talking about people that I would say are physically healthy, not taking prescribed medications or under regular medical care, and are probably already meeting with a therapist on a regular basis.
That part is very, very critical because, y'all, here's the thing. And this is even with prescribed medication. You can't take a pill to eliminate the stuff that you've not dealt with.
You have
you
to deal
to
with
deal
it.
With
you got to do
stuff.
The work.
You got to deal with your stuff. So I need everybody to understand, nothing that we are talking about is a cure-all. This causes you to have to do work. Mm-hmm. And so I deal with the people, Juanita deals with the people, Althea deals with the people who struggle to even do that work, because when you have to uncover things you've been burying and hiding for your entire life, it is a journey that you have to be ready for. So we've got two more callers on the line, and then when we come back, I want to know what Juanita has going on, and then we're going to have some final thoughts. So these ladies are going to have to come back because the shows always go by too quickly. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's the Mental Space with Dr. Adrian. It seems like we lost one of our callers. Shout out to Candy. I enjoyed meeting you today. If you want to call back, Candy, you better hurry up and get on the line. But right now, we're going to go to Todd. Todd is holding with his question. Todd, are you there?
Adrian, PhD.
Yes,
Juanita,
sir.
Althea. I know I'm not the only one that noticed that Adrian went by real quick with except tequila and champagne.
I don't ever go by quick with tequila and champagne. And if you want to send some for the intergalactic holiday that is next week on April 6th, feel free. You can send it right here to the station. Todd, what is your question or comment, sir?
I'm impressed with this conversation. I'd like you to get more in depth with it. I hope you come back. Althea, are you an advocate for the protection of the rainforest around the world? And are you, and when I say advocate, are you invested in working to do this?
Yeah,
so that we can have more.
That's such a wonderful question.
A lot of our medicine come out of the rainforest.
Yeah, that's a beautiful question, and that's exactly why we go to the rainforest in Peru. That's why we work with shamans from those indigenous tribes. That's why we support those communities. And during our Peruvian ayahuasca retreat, we also go to a local farm. We make sure that the people who come on our retreat, that they're not just doing the medicine work, but they're also doing the human work of recognizing the history that these plants come from. And we are, even in ceremonies that are not maybe in Peru, but maybe someplace else. Let's take Jamaica, for instance. We are very thoughtful about being grateful to the Rastafarian people who are really the indigenous keepers of marijuana. What we're doing with that herb here in the United States is nothing like what the original Rastafarian people mm-hmm. have been doing for years with those crops. So when you ask the question, yes, we absolutely are. We're supporting not just with our money, but also with our time by being there in person and introducing people to the elders all the way down to the young people that are learning how to maintain their plants. And then lastly, I will add that even with psychedelic magic mushroom, making sure that people are educated about the foundations of how we in the United States even found out about it. And making sure that people are educated about Maria Sabina, her culture, where she came from in Mexico, and how psilocybin was derived and figured out to be the compound that helps us as it is. So I appreciate that question. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I like that conversation you had with your husband. Know your body. That's what all three of you are directly and indirectly conveying. Mm-hmm. Know your body first, mm-hmm. then learn the value of the medicines for your body. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go back to listening.
Thank you so much for your question, you. Todd. Have a great evening.
All right, Juanita.
Yes.
What you got coming up?
Did I miss a question? I'm like, yes, that's me.
What you got coming up?
Let's see. So I will, next month I'll be in Colorado for my ketamine experiential. That's part of my psychedelic assisted therapy program. So I will be the therapist, I'll be the witness, and then I'll also be the participant. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. Mm. And then I will be in Peru with Althea in June for the ayahuasca retreat.
And I'm super excited about what Juanita's doing with ketamine, because it is legal here in Georgia, mm-hmm. this is something that I really see her doing. And so the Althea Retreats program, I really want to start partnering with more therapists that have this training, this background, so that we can start helping people from our community who like to see people who look like them mm-hmm. doing this work, because I think we're few and far between.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure.
And before the end of the year, we are going to definitely have some kind of something happening.
A little something.
A little something. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, maybe we need to all have that conversation and see how I can help and support in that space, too. You know, I said to Juanita, I've been approached about it, and it's not the space that I want mm-hmm. to be in. I am very open to people following on the journey that works for them. And, you know, right now, I just don't know what God is doing with me. I really don't.
And that's okay, because I think time is not real.
Listen, I want to be semi-retired. And I
absolutely.
And I do feel like I am in a space in my life where it feels that way, because I don't work. I enjoy doing everything that I do. And so I don't do things, people, or places that I don't do.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
because,
so
you know, that's
space.
Why we're here. We're here to fulfill a purpose, but
absolutely.
We also have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy mm-hmm. the journey.
Yeah.
And when fun stops happening, we need to stop doing that thing and find the thing that brings joy. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that, so I was an, I don't know if I share this with you, Juanita, I was an educator for 27 years in addition to being a psychotherapist. So I worked three jobs for 30 years.
A little bit of everything.
At the elementary, middle, and high school level and alternative school as a counselor and assistant principal. And so one of the things that I used to get frustrated about, because I was not an educator in education, I was a mental health professional mm-hmm. in education. And so my training was different. But all these babies who were being placed, brown and black children, who were being placed on all these medications for ADHD mm-hmm. and ADD. And so I used to say, you know, how much protein are you giving your baby? And so I was having a different level of conversation with the parents and asking questions. I said, you can't just feed the babies Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes and think that they can pay attention. We got to put some protein in their body. And so, you know, and so I think that we have an obligation to go backwards, because I keep saying that I deal with so many broken adults. But if I can go back and start fixing them a lot sooner and earlier, and then providing education to the parents in addition to helping the babies grow, then it's going to really put some therapists out of work, as mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. there won't be the same need. There'll always be a need, but it won't be the same need. And then hopefully they're coming for more coaching and growing as opposed to fixing and healing, because we've helped them heal a lot younger.
Absolutely.
So I know that I want us to come, you all to come back, and we have a conversation that's specific to babies, to kids. Not just, I don't mean babies like arm babies, but y'all, I mean like
the children, yeah.
Children, teens, and young adults. Because that is a population, that young adult population is hurting out here. And they don't have a lot of people listening to them. So we're going to figure that out. We're going to figure mm-hmm. out what yeah. show we need to have about that, and to just provide some tips, because everybody talking about self-care, but a lot of people not practicing self-care. And so we have to take the words and translate them into action plans. Yeah. yeah.
That age group is also recreationally starting Absolutely. To use a lot of these plant medicines.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think that we need to have more conversations over a healthy way for our young adults between the ages of 13 and maybe 25
yeah.
to understand how the things that they're using recreationally, they really can use more medicinally
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, yeah. And that is a conversation that needs to be had, because just like sex,
mm-hmm.
you cannot talk to them about it if you want to. They're going to still have
They're still
it.
Going to have it. And there's a yeah. lot of people that do not want us having these conversations
yeah.
with kids in that age group.
Yeah.
But my thing is, they're going to do it anyway. It's yeah. around
And so
them.
You Curious. Might as well educate them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So tell people where they can find you. How can they reach you? How can they sign up for the retreat? And then if you just got some money that you need to burn, how can they donate and help you all help somebody who maybe can't get there for themselves?
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
this is Althea. You can find me everywhere at Althea Lawton Thompson on all social media. And my website is AltheaLawtonThompson.com or AltheaRetreats.com.
And you can find me, my website is www.lwicounseling.com. And on social media, I am LWI Counseling. So that's Instagram, or Black Girl Living Well on Instagram as well.
And you know you can find me here every Tuesday and Wednesday night. Tuesdays for Real Relationship Talk with Dr. Adrian, and Wednesdays for The Mental Space with Dr. Adrian. I appreciate my sorrows coming in and having this conversation with me. We have just scratched the surface, ladies. We got to come back and continue the conversations. And so when you come the first time, you are a guest. But when you leave here, you leave as family. And because you're my sorrows, you're already family. And you are family. And so I love you all, and I appreciate you so much for taking time out of your schedule to educate and help people heal. Simone, I appreciate you for
Thank
always
you,
being the best producer ever. Girl power. And so shout out to Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I ain't forget you, boo. I love you all, and I will see you. Oh, y'all, don't forget, next Saturday is an intergalactic holiday, so I won't be here next week at all. I'm taking off for my birthday, but we will have the best of going on. So Appreciate y'all so much. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.